Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mariners lost today, 9-3 to the Tigers.
They're up 3-0, and they had a chance to pile that on. That thing easily could have been, they could have put that thing out of reach, but kind of allowed the Tigers to hang around, and then the Tigers had an onslaught.
Yeah. Well, somebody asked Schultze on the text line, and it is a good question. They pulled Miller with only 55 pitches, and then all of a sudden the bullpen just was terrible.
Well, the bullpens, I don't know, they've been pretty strong. Other than Vargas in the postseason, and actually, frankly, in September, they've been one of your stronger pieces. So I think that it was just a case of it's the playoffs and power v. power. And those relief pitchers that they brought in, they just kind of threw balls down the middle. You can't win when you're throwing breaking balls just right down the tube. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, dummies.
What are we doing?
Why are you even doing that? Why are you even pitching it there?
Schultze's ready to look. Could come out of the bullpen right now and coach someone. Look, he does look like a bench coach right now.
He does.
Yeah.
I could get tossed out of a game. Let's go.
Now, last night, a dumper hit a home run out there in Detroit. And I don't know if you saw, but there was a guy who had a dump 61 here shirt on. And he got the ball.
He got it?
Yes. Crazy. And he's a big Mariner fan, so he's in Detroit. Like, who is this guy? What is that? And how did he do that? Yeah. 61, of course, because Cal Raleigh hit 60 home runs during the regular season. And here, Seattle Times caught up with the guy. As a matter of fact, this guy was like the king of the press conference after the game. They're like, oh my God, all the Seattle media. I'm sure Dan Wilson was sitting there like wanting to talk about the game, and all the media is over there talking to this 61. Chump.
First off, actually, name and where you're from and all that stuff.
I'm Jameson Turner. I live in Las Vegas now. I was born in Longview, Washington. Went to Auburn High School.
Okay, Trojans. Very nice.
I've been in Vegas for 25 years.
Okay, tell us about the shirt and just how you came with this design.
Well, I made the shirt and the number 62 for after I catch the 61. I made it last week because I went to the final regular season game in Seattle. And this is just overwhelming. So I decided to fly out here and see if I could give it one more shot. And it's unbelievable.
Take me through the home run and then after the home run.
I told the lady next to me, I said, okay, this is my shot. He's going to hit me a home run right now. And it landed in the bullpen and bounced right up to me. I caught it in my glove. So it's like I'm still in shock right now.
So you had these custom made?
I made them myself.
You made them yourself?
Got the cricket machine and made it at home.
Gotcha. Looked like the bullpen reacted. They realized what had happened. Did you have any interaction?
Yeah, they were loving it. They were just all giving me thumbs up like they couldn't believe it either. It's just
you're obviously in the first row of left field, which required a lot of power to go opposite.
Yeah.
Did you think it was going to happen, or were you pretty surprised by that?
I was very surprised. When I went to Seattle, I got a ticket in right field thinking I'd have a better shot, especially when you bet left. But I found the first row there right behind the bullpen. I'm like, okay, well, maybe he'll just knock a miracle one back there, and I guess that's what happened.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So he just bought a ticket. He's like, there's one right there, right behind the bullpen, and Raleigh hits it on one hop to him.
See what happens.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I do enjoy that guy was he was the star of the press conference.
Well, it was kind of, I mean, yeah.
He's having his moment.
It was kind of, so he had the dump 61 here shirt on.
Yeah.
And then he had a dump 62 on under it.
Ready to go.
In the event that he would hit another one.
Wow.
But I just think it's amazing that guys like that can somehow actually make that happen.
Sometimes the universe just opens itself up to you. And I always try to find deeper meaning, but, you know, it could just be just dumb luck. It's like when, you know, someone that wins the lottery goes into that thinking that I'm going to be the one, and everyone laughs at you until you're the one that actually does it. I wonder what the odds are that if
that's what I mean.
So you wear the shirt. So it's one thing. I mean, your odds of catching a home run are few and far between, and then catching a home run from the one player that you're doing it, and you make
exactly.
You know, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Like, that's really, we're underrating how unbelievable that was.
Yeah. Because it's one thing, like, if you see it sometimes where a visiting team, you know, someone catches that home run, like, you know, you're in hostile territory, but you kind of call your shot with the Cal Raleigh t-shirt.
Yeah.
Although he did not dump 62 on him, so, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, he's going to have to wear that one to the next game.
No, it's not that cool.
Or wonder if he's out there today with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume. And do you go to the same spot, or then do you have to, you know, you got to go find someplace else? I do like that he strategically placed himself. He's like, I don't know, front row. And
but that seat, like, for playoff games, I don't know, this late in the game, too? Like, how is that seat even available?
Well, you know what I mean? A lot of times, if you're just buying a single ticket, you'd be amazed when you go on StubHub. The singles, you can actually get some decent deals buying singles.
Yeah, well, Comerica Park has cheap tickets right now for the playoff series.
Well, I was going to say, it looked like there was no one there today. Yeah. Like, I mean, not no one there, but there were a lot of empty seats.
You could get seats for $40 today.
What
which,
is the matter with Tiger
really,
fans?
Well, you felt the series was over, and it was a midday game. And,
well,
you know,
and are the Tigers, the Red Wings are cared more about in Detroit than the Tigers, right? Like, it's frustrating as a Seattle fan because we literally, our face value tickets for the 300s were $190 each. So, that sucks.
The Tigers do not have the cachet in Detroit that like the Red Wings or the Lions have. No.
Yeah, I think they're third.
Possibly fourth, man.
Maybe fourth. The Pistons are a big deal.
Yeah,
but
the Pistons have it going a little bit right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the Tigers haven't won since 84.
Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell, baby. Mm-hmm. These guys were awesome.
Have they been?
Yes. Late 2000s
to the World Series
or early 2010s?
Yeah, didn't they get one? They had a great bullpen back, you know, I want to say maybe 15 years ago. Remember they had all those guys that came out. Didn't they make a World Series?
2012, they were swept by the San Francisco Giants.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought I remembered them in the postseason. I can get behind it. You know, you get behind the Mariners, but Milwaukee.
We can't allow the Tigers into the ALCS. They're not good enough. The Mariners are a much better team.
Yes, they are. But, you know, like for a place like Milwaukee, Detroit, I find the cities like that easy to root for as opposed to the San Franciscos or the LAs. And
you know, they actually made the World Series in 2006 as well. They lost to the Cardinals.
See, I don't remember that. I remember the Giants won, but 2006. All right. So there's a little.
The great Jeff Supon. And seriously, that's David Eckstein, like that old Cardinals.
Yeah.
So they lost. So they went to the World Series.
Who was on that Tigers team in 2006?
Well, probably Miggy.
Oh,
don't you think?
Maglio Ordonez then, too, I think.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he was a good little
right fielder.
Let's take a look.
Yeah. This is like one of those teams that I just kind of, you know, like the 2006 Tigers.
Oh, yeah, not Miggy. It was Curtis Granderson, Maglio Ordonez.
Was Miggy still then with the Marlins?
Placido Polanco. Oh, Pudge Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about old
Brandon
Pudge.
Inch.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes is right. Yeah,
those Tigers. It's a cool ballpark. If you ever get a chance to go out, a game in Comerica is
Verlander.
It's a cool place. Strong statue game.
Yeah.
Out there. Yeah.
One of their best hitters that season, former Mariner Carlos Guillen.
Yeah, fantastic. That's right. When he was all roided up.
He was 10th in MVP.
That's right.
That isn't it weird you look at that and you're like, that's the Mariners have never been to a World Series. And then you look at, you're like, that Tigers team went?
Exactly.
Like, what?
Yeah, they did.
So they were in the they won the World Series in 84, lost five games to the Cardinals in 06, and were swept in the World Series in 2012.
Yeah.
And they do not deserve to be in the World Series this year. I'm just going to go ahead and state that on the radio.
Yes. Wouldn't you say that of the teams boring. That are still in the postseason?
They're very boring.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't even think they're that good.
And yet for a good portion of the season, that was the best team in baseball. Yeah, so dismiss them at their own at your own peril.
I will. But you
and
give
Friday,
them,
again, you got the best pitcher in baseball with a one-game elimination. Got
to give them their flowers, man. Yeah. They've hung in there. But the Mariners are about to eliminate
you think they get Scooble again?
Yes.
They have owned him all year.
Yeah, I think the Mariners will win that game.
I mean, they didn't. Polanco got two solo shots. I don't know if that's necessarily owning.
Dominated him.
You're right. But when the Mariners hit two home runs in a game as opposed to one, their chances of winning increase greatly. Like, how many home runs they hit today? Zero. Like, they just need to get to
Schultz. He's got that cocky Mariner
feeling
thing
good.
About him. I love it. We're back.
Right.
Schultz's back.
Feeling good, baby.
I'm trying. I'm faking it till I make it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.